This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, yes.
So he gets credit for it.
Of course he does. Like, I don't think you hesitated at all when I said, is Sean Payton doing a good job?
Yes.
Like, yes.
Because he's winning. He's finding ways to win games.
And ultimately, Brian Daboll is losing.
Yes.
Like, this
finding
offense.
Finding ways to lose games.
This offense could be fifth best in the league. By the way, it's not. But let's say it was. We could give him all the credit for the offense. You're still the head coach, and you need to win games. Mm-hmm. And you're responsible for every aspect of your team, much like Sean Payton. So now the difference is Sean Payton has been around for such a long time that even though we think of him as an offensive-minded guy, you have an 18-year career, you've won a Super Bowl, you're all-encompassing. That's when you know you're a good head coach, when we stop with these stupid labels.
Right.
Like, I want to not think of Aaron Glenn as a former defensive coordinator or former cornerback for the New York Jets. I want to think of him as an all-around head coach. Most people don't even remember where John Harbaugh came from in terms of his background. Most people don't remember at all where Mike Tomlin came from his background.
Right.
When you're that good, it doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, he's been, what is it, 17 years? No, 16 years.
For Tomlin? Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy. But have we gotten to that point with McVay yet, where we stop thinking of him as the offensive guy and as a head coach?
We don't, only because he's so freaking amazing at it, but yes, he's a head coach.
And he's won a Super Bowl. So I think once you win a Super Bowl, it becomes less about, I schemed this thing perfectly, and that's why we won, because we just outscored the opponent. I think it's more about success than, you know, what's his offense rank.
19th season for Mike Tomlin.
19th.
His 19th season, he has had zero losing seasons, but three 500 seasons.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
By the way, sign me up.
Yeah, right. If we had a 500 season, which I know is tougher because of the odd amount of games, we'd have a parade here in New York.
Right.
Alan's in Connecticut. What's up, Alan?
So I think if I told you the Giants could get a coach that's 15th all time in wins, what would you think about that?
On paper, it sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, this is the New York Giants. We are done with this first-time head coach nonsense. Ben McAdoo, Joe Judge. Now, Daboll, and you can even go Pat Shermer, who didn't have any success at all before they even gave him the job. He had like 9 wins. Why don't you go get a guy like Mike McCarthy, who's proven he can win, who can change the culture the way Tibbs changed the culture for the Knicks? And then, you know, if you get to a point 4 or 5 years later, then you bring in a closer to finish it off. But they need to bring in a coach that's experienced.
I love the idea, Alan. Games. Oh, Alan, I love Mike McCarthy, and I want it to happen so badly because I already have the audio saved. Some of the smart-ass comments that have been made by Giant fans over the years about Mike McCarthy. Mm-hmm. But that's not the reason I would hire him. I'd hire him because I think he's kind of right. He's an adult who's had success, who's developed quarterbacks. He's 63. Who cares? It's just a number.
Yeah.
Well, I got no issue with Mike McCarthy. It'd be a good hire.
The reason you like older coaches like that have had experience and have been around the league for a long time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is because of how he'll fill his staff.
Mm.
So when you're young, when you're the Ben Johnsons of the world and you're getting a head coaching job, you just feel like I know every answer, right? I'm the young genius. I know every answer. I'm going to bring this guy who I know we grew up in this system together and blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be my staff and we're going to all figure this thing out together and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. But when it doesn't work, and you're a young first-time head coach like Robert Saleh, and your offensive coordinator is completely, well, in this case, what we know what the situation happened with the Jets offensive coordinators, and you have to move on from him, where do you go? Like, and you don't have a big enough Rolodex to go get somebody you know and trust, not what somebody else is telling you they know and trust, but who you know and trust to do the job well. Because you don't have the experiences. And so I remember this with Jim when John Fox left to go be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. And he couldn't find a defensive coordinator.
Right.
And so we ended up just hiring internally. Johnny Lynn became the defensive coordinator. And he was fine, but it wasn't anything special. He was defensive coordinator for a year. So it's like, if you don't have the Rolodex to get the right staff, it doesn't matter what kind of head coach you are. And so that's the one benefit of a Mike McCarthy. Is it, you know, he's going to put together a decent staff because he's had to do it multiple times in his career.
I think the other benefit is the resume is the resume. He's a really good head coach. Yes. I mean, his last year in Dallas, Dak Prescott missed half the season.
Mm-hmm.
He had to play Cooper Rush for 8 games.
Right.
Like, his resume is what he is. And for whatever reason, I've had my theories on this, and this is not to pick on something Sean said 2 years ago because it's really not about you. It's about everybody else. The crap that has been said about Mike McCarthy has never made sense to me. It's never been fair, and I don't know why.
Well,
going back to his Green Bay days.
It's only because of his Green Bay days. It's because Aaron Rodgers turned against him.
Well, but how about the Dallas days? And I understand that everyone hates the Dallas Cowboys. When was the last time the Dallas Cowboys had 3 straight 12-win seasons before Mike McCarthy? And the answer is when they won the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Right.
I'm just going to skip us guessing. He did something pretty impressive in Dallas. And what do most people say about his time in Dallas?
He couldn't win the big game in the postseason.
Well, guess what? Wouldn't you like to get to the big game in the postseason?
Of course.
Right? Step one.
We'll take those level two problems.
Right.
I agree.
You agree?
Honestly.
I've turned on that.
Give me the level two problem.
Yes.
I'll worry about winning Super Bowls when I see back-to-back playoff years.
Yes.
I agree. That's the we call them Yankee issues, honestly, because they're the one team
100%.
In this town who has that issue. They're good every year, but they're never good enough. Sonny and Malvern. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Teek.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Teek. You mentioned Coughlin before, who's my second favorite coach of all time next to Parcells.
Right.
You know that in his first three, and Teek, you know this, his first 3 years, he was 6-2. He was 11-5, made the playoffs, and then 10-6, and they wanted him fired.
I know.
So think of how crazy that is, and that Dable still has his job. I mean, it's a miracle if you think about it.
Right.
And listen, I know two other points, please. One, I know I'm in a very small minority. The Denver game, the 3rd-and-5, I liked the call. Listen, it was intercepted. You know, dart fell a little bit, and it happened. But everybody's complaint was that they wanted to save the timeout, wanted Denver to call that last timeout. Denver, the next time they got the ball, scored like 40 seconds, didn't even use the timeout, New England guys, Tom Brady never ran the ball three times straight.
Hold on, I'll let you finish. Denver, they scored in 51 seconds because the turnover was at the 40-yard line. Right.
Right, but still, I mean, did New England and Tom Brady in that situation ever run the ball three times up the middle? No, you played to win the game, as somebody once said, right?
Okay, but Tom Brady was a vet who had won championships, right? Tom Brady wasn't doing that, and if you doubt me, go watch the games when Tom Brady was playing in his first year. He did very little, if anything, to win those games.
That's the comp. That's the great point. Like, when you say Tom Brady wouldn't do that, shouldn't we look at 2001 Tom Brady?
Yes.
Because he was a rookie?
Yes. You will be gross, so unimpressed with Tom Brady's statistics and play. Just watch the game film. I don't know if it's hard to get, but watch him in his first year. He's not doing anything. They are winning with defense and running the ball. And Tom Brady just doesn't make mistakes.
No, you're right.
Why? Because he's not put in a position on 3rd and 5 to make a dumb mistake and lose a game against the Denver Broncos.
I never think it's fair in general, and we respect Sonny, to bring up Tom Brady because he's like the greatest of all time.
Right.
But if you're going to bring him up, we almost have to look at the rookie Tom Brady because Jackson Dart's a rookie.
Right.
Playing
his,
how many game?
Two years from now. 3rd and 5, Denver Broncos in Denver. Exact same scenario. You're up by 2 scores, and you got to have a play to go put the ball in Jackson Dart's hands. I trust him.
Not yet.
But not as a rookie in his third career start on the road in a really tough environment to play in against a really tough defensive coordinator and Vance Joseph, who's going to get medieval on you as soon as it's 3rd and a situation. It was 3rd and a situation. He got fooled by it because he thought everybody was coming and it was man zero coverage behind it. I got Theo Johnson, even though there's a linebacker that dropped out in the coverage and is spying you to do whatever you do. I'm mirroring you. And when you make a mistake, I'm capitalizing. So, fourth year, third year, maybe even, second year, Jackson Dart, by all means.
Yeah.
Rookie Jackson Dart, when you have to win that game, have to run the frickin' ball, period.
Rookies are dumb.
Did your source, Sean, ever say that the reason they were going to fire Brian Daboll was that play call decision?
I never got that, but that was a big part of the collapse in Denver.
Maybe I'll ask Nikki. Maybe she knows.
Nikki might. Go ask her.
Maybe I will.
She'll be happy to get that call.
Do you know Nikki?
Do I?
No. Evan.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
No, Nikki was the lady who tweeted out the story that Sean reported 2 days earlier. Mm. Now, I defend Sean.
What was her story?
Her story was exactly the same.
Exactly the same. And I actually went rabbit hole. Like, she went even more with names that I didn't even have involved. So.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm not even going to bring that up.
But the point is, like, where I will defend her and you, and call me the middleman, call me Switzerland, is I understand where she sits there and says, wait a second, I put this out there 2 days ago, and now this egg on the radio, Sean Moraj, is saying the same thing. Why is that getting a lot of attention? Why did he copy me? I don't think you copied her, though. I think you may have similar sources to her.
Yeah, I think there's enough sprung leaks in there that are telling people stuff. Yeah,
I think you guys should go to a Giant game together. And what if I supplied the tickets? Like a kumbaya moment.
Evan,
she's a Giant fan. You're a Giant fan.
Evan, I appreciate the offer. And I'm not saying I would not go to a Giant game with her. I'm done for the season. I'm tapped out.
Really?
I'm not going back to that place this year. I will go back next year. The weather is turning and the team stinks. I'm tired of blowing a whole Sunday going to New Jersey.
You're that kind of fan, are you?
That kind of fan?
Yeah.
Evan?
I'm going back to MetLife Stadium. Maybe not this Sunday, but I'll be back this season numerous times.
Good for you. I got home quicker going to a game in Washington, D.C. at 1 o'clock than I did this past Sunday. I'm done for the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.